Welcome to episode 3. It's cut the check time. It's Friday afternoon. We are going to have former NFL players giving you the inside scoop on gambling picks for the NFL and more. Every week, you will hear from our former NFL players with the analysis on the best bets in football, sharing stories from their career and how it relates to today's action. If you are out there putting money on the line betting the NFL games this season, you need to subscribe. Cut the check. I'm Brian Zwirner. I spent 20 years in the capital markets. I have traded $1 trillion in securities, and I know relative value, but the man you really need to hear from is Jarrell Worthy. Say hello to the crowd.
Man, how you doing, guys? Jarrell Worthy, 7-year NFL veteran, All-American at Michigan State, second-round draft pick to the Green Bay Packers. I am an advocate for football, man. I'm an advocate for sports, and I'm here to talk about Cut the Check, man. So we're excited to talk about these bets today.
Yeah, we call this show Cut the Check because when you're in the NFL and you make a big play, everybody tells you, cut the check, get that man some money, right?
Yes, sir. Need to get paid, man. If I'm putting in the work, I need to see that money, man. So cut the check.
If you listen to this podcast and you follow our betting advice from our man Jarrell, you're going to get your own check. That is the deal. We will be live every week during the preseason, and we will certainly be rocking and rolling once September comes around and the NFL gets live. Now, we are throwing in some bonus NBA picks. Jarrell, you were at Michigan State with the Draymond Green. You follow a little bit NBA. You were hot week one. I don't know if that was what you needed, but week two, you cooled off a little bit. You had the Blazers giving 6 against the Grizzlies in the play-in game. You had the right winner, man, but they didn't cover. What's up with Dame Lillard? He didn't get it for you.
Man, I thought that he was going to come out on fire. He let me down on a few free throws, but at the end of the day, we were still competing, man. They were able to win. I wish my bet would have went through. 33%, I'm shooting Hall of Fame numbers if I'm in baseball. But other than that, man, I'm going to try to keep it going.
Yeah, well, you know, these are spread-based bets, man. This ain't just picking winners. We're picking winners against the spreads. We are using the live lines. Everything is on fire. That's how it's got to be. Don't you worry. We're going to have some NBA picks at the end of this episode. We also talked last week about MVP futures. Remind us, Jarrell, who did you have winning the MVP? Who's the best bet out there on the future sheet?
Man, so for me personally, I'm going to go with Russell Wilson at plus 800. He really just seems like the guy that's going to come out on fire. Just had a child this past offseason, so a lot of motivation there. I like the way he's been going up against the NFC West over the past few years. And DK Metcalf, man, he had a phenomenal year last year as a rookie, and I think he's going to help improve this offense this year. So I look for Russell at plus 800. And my dark horse last year was Tom Brady. And for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I thought that they were going to be an easy choice. They have all the veterans that come in, and it would be an easy choice to say that Tampa Bay is going to be able to play a Super Bowl in their home stadium. But it hasn't been done for quite a while, and it's a very tough feat to be able to accomplish. So I'm going to go with still Tom Brady at plus 2,000 and Russell Wilson at plus 800, man.
Yeah, and you had a little bit. If somebody wants the big dark horse bet, you said Kyler Murray's a guy to take a look at, a 25-1 odds, lay you 100. Get yourself $2,500. You got a nice little weekend party out of that.
Absolutely, man. Kyler Murray's my dark horse. I think, you know, with the addition of Hopkins out there and another season under Cliff Kingsbury, I think he's going to have a great opportunity to have some success. And, you know, Larry Fitzgerald is that safety blanket, man. So if these guys can make some noise and beat my Seahawks that I have for my favorite, then look out Kyler Murray for your MVP.
All right. So that's what we got for you for MVP futures. You keep an eye on those. We'll be talking about those as the season goes. Now, we are getting kind of closer to the start of the season. You spent 3 years with the Buffalo Bills under initially Rex Ryan and now current head coach Sean McDermott. You guys were like an 8-win team pretty much, you know, kind of bouncing around there. You had to go up against Brady and Belichick. What's going on in NFL locker rooms at this time? You know, you got some of these powerhouse teams. What are the coaches saying to try to get guys ready for the season at this stage?
Well, Rex was a completely different guy than Sean McDermott. So, Rex, we got to go out there. We're going to kill him. It doesn't matter about the X's and O's. We're coming out to a street fight, and it's really, you know, us versus them, our 11 versus their 11. And so he doesn't necessarily, you know, go into the records or statistics. You know, when Rex was coaching, Rex just felt like my guys are always better than your guys, and it don't matter what the records say. I'm going to roll with my guys over your guys. And so Rex is a completely different motivator than Sean. So Sean was – more of an X's and O's, statistics, tendencies type of guy. And at the end of the day, like, Sean made us believe internally from our preparation that we had a chance to win. you know, Rex was just like, hey, man, I'm going to pop the trunk room, grab the baseball bats, and we're going to go to work.
And what are they – I mean, you try – these guys are trying to motivate grown-ass men. Right? Yeah. They can't bullshit tell you the truth. Saying we're, you know, winning the bowl every year. You know, Sean McDermott this year now, he looks forward to the season. How's he setting goals for this team? He's saying Super Bowl?
Well, for this team, this upcoming year, with the type of success they had last year, he's got to be talking about Super Bowl. I mean, they were top 10 in defense. Offensively, they had a very solid rushing game. And Josh Allen, with the addition of Stephon Diggs, can only help their offense this year. And so at the end of the day, for him personally, he's got to be talking about Super Bowl or bust. For a lot of the other guys in the division, you know, realistically, I think Bill Belichick is still, you know, talking to the Patriots as if they're going to win the Super Bowl. You know, I don't think we're going to sleep on them ever. As long as he's at the, you know, the head coaching position, I don't think we can ever count them out.
How does an NFL head coach do that in a way that's authentic, that doesn't feel like some Friday night high school baloney? Like, are they able to communicate that in a way to a bunch of, you know, veterans and rookies and manage a locker room? What does that look like?
Well, you got to just kind of get a feel for the locker room. Like, you know, there's a lot of different locker rooms around the league. There's locker rooms where there's a lot of young guys in there that are running the show, where you need that type of, you know, coming down hard, Bill Parcells type of coaching. And then there's other locker rooms where there's led by a lot of veteran leadership, like how I was with the Packers. Like, you know, Mike McCartney didn't have to do anything but put the stats up on the board and say, hey, man, look, if we do this well, we're going to win. And so we had guys that
go. Who was stepping up in that locker room in the Packers when you were playing with them? Who was leading the people at the ground level?
Man, I mean, we got, you know, Discount Double Check. You got Aaron Rodgers. You got B.J. Raji with the hula dance that he did, you know, against Chicago. You got Charles Woodson, walking Hall of Famer. Clay Matthews. I mean, these are guys that you see, you know, all over the place on the TVs and the commercials. Like, these are really our bell cows.
And is this a rah-rah team, or is this an in-your-face? Like, are you seeing these kind of styles in an NFL locker room today?
I think you do see a lot of those styles. I mean, because realistically, you have a lot of young guys coming in. The NFL is getting younger and younger. You're not seeing a lot of the big household name veterans getting signed up in these off seasons anymore. So the roster is becoming a lot younger, and so they have to have a way to encourage them in a different way. And so you got to come in with the younger. That's why you see a lot of these college coaches being able to come into the league now, because you have to be able to identify with the younger mindset.
What about these young coaches? They come from college, a Cliff Kingsbury, like you said, or the guys out there with the Rams. I mean, an older dude who's been in the league a while, they respect that? That works, or is that a tougher deal?
Well, it only works if they know, if they can understand that you know what they, if they know that you know what you're talking about. Like, if you're a coach that comes in and the points that you're making is something that they can relate to, then they'll jump on board right away and they'll get the young guys on the board right away and it'll be smooth sailing. But if you come in trying to make all these wild changes and you have no idea what your personnel is like, no idea what type of coaches you have, if you're trying to run a power eye and you have a spread type of offense, like at the end of the day, they're not going to respect you and they're going to shut down very quickly, especially if you start to lose right out the gate.
Well, let's talk about Let's talk about the bottom of these divisions for a minute. What is happening at a team? We're going to talk about the AFC East and NFC North today. You got teams like the Jets and the Bears. Like, they got to know they ain't getting to the playoffs. Like, what in the world are those coaches trying to do at this stage, a couple weeks out from the season, to try to get people right?
Okay, so when you talk about a team like the Jets, we know that they know in the locker room that the management is not – They're literally taking all the big cards, the jokers out the deck, the aces out the deck, and they're shipping them out, man. They're trading them back for the two of clubs, and they're not even thinking about the reactions of the rest of the team. So, you know, in that type of locker room, they're going to try to do the best they can and be like, hey, man, we might end up having to plan our vacation early. But as far as a team like Chicago, man, with the addition of Nick Foles, man, because realistically, the quarterback was really what was holding them back. They might have a different message than the Jets. The Jets is a little bit, hey, man, let's book this Airbnb. We can get it at a discount. It might be, you know, during the season at this point, da 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 da. The Bears more so is like, hey man, look, if we can keep Nick Foles healthy and we play our defense is actually pretty good, then we might have a chance to compete with Aaron Rodgers and also the Minnesota Vikings with Kirk Cousins. But the Jets, by the way, man, they're definitely trying to book their trips early.
All right, well, we're going to talk about the teams at the top of the divisions in the NFC North and the AFC East. But first, we got to pull some betting odds, some over-unders, and we are going to tell you about Vigit. This Cut the Check is sponsored by Vigit, the sports betting social network changing the way America bets on sports. Bet on your favorite games and teams for free, win real prizes, and flex on your friends. Enter the 1 million Vigit coin NFL season over-under challenge and prove you are the best sports bettor in America. Download the app now and enter promo code Cut the Check. Start winning today. Can you Vigit? So we're going to talk season over-under win totals, the two hottest contended conferences in the NFL. And Jarrell, you played in both of them. So we're going to start where your career started with the NFC North, Packers and Vikings, both going off at 9 wins. Who's winning the division over under 9 wins for Packers and Vikings? What you got?
So I'm going to go clearly the clear-cut favorite from last year with 13 wins and 3 losses is the Packers. So I'm going to take them with plus 9 wins. I just think that Aaron Rodgers is going to still deliver a very nice season. Although they didn't get any many weapons in the offseason, the young guys had an opportunity to grow. This defense is still going to have an opportunity to get better, which they highly improved last year. And so I think Matt LaFleur is going to help these guys. Now, the Vikings, on the other hand, when I'm looking at this team, the departure of Stephon Diggs, the departure of Everson Griffin, You got Dalvin Cook. They haven't given him a long-term deal. He thinks that, you know, things are going to be up in the air. He's going to be on his way out the door. There's a lot of things up in the air with this team, man. You know, Mike Zimmer's coming in with a whole new staff. So I'm going to go under with them as far as the 9 wins, man. I think, like I said before, the Bears, Nick Foles, they're going to have something to say. Matt Stafford and that team and Detroit are going to be a little bit better as well.
So you're taking the Packers over 9, Vikings under.
Absolutely.
All right. You got it. Cut the check. Get that bet in today. Packers over 9, Vikings under. Let's flip it over to where you spent a bigger chunk of your career, the AFC East, the top of the division, man. It may be open this year. Patriots going off at 9.5 wins. Bills the second pick of the betters at 9. What you think there in the AFC East?
Ooh, man, this is a tough one. If I'm going to go with the easy one, I'm going to go with the Bills plus 9. I think they had an opportunity to compete last year. They ran into Tom Brady, and he knocked them off their rails last year. And so they didn't necessarily get a chance to host that home playoff game like they wanted to. Instead, they had to go on the road to Houston. But I think this year, like I said, with the addition of Stephon Diggs, the things that they did in the offseason this year, I think they're going to have an opportunity to be substantially better. The Pats, on the other hand, I'm going to go 10 games. I'm going to go with 10. I'm going to go 10-6 for these guys, just because of the simple fact that this is a team that can win with not necessarily playing good offense. We've seen them in the past before win games defensively. They have Pro Bowlers on their special teams. Slater, these are guys that have been around and been in the Pro Bowl for a long period of time. And so for me personally, I think Belichick wins games without necessarily looking flashy, and the purpose is just to win the game. And so I'm going to go over on the Pats as well.
How do you think the Cam Newton experience goes there? We've seen some videos this week of Cam being loose and dancing in practice. Historically, that has not been the Patriots' way. You spent a little time on that roster. Does Belichick loosen up, or Cam's got to stop being Cam for this to work?
Well, it's going to be a combination of both. I mean, I think, you know, at the end of the day, Belichick realizes that there's not really another quarterback that's on the market that's going to really give you this type of explosive potential that Cam Newton brings to the table. And so, you know, for Cam, he knows this is a redemption tour. If I got to do everything that Bill says in order for me to be up in the market next year, and I want to get that $30+ million contract heading into next year. And so for him, he's going to do everything within his power to stay right on the lines of Bill Belichick, you know. And Bill, you gonna check in with a guy like this, you know, on a weekly basis, man, because I've been a part of this program before, and Bill doesn't let anything slip through the cracks. And so Cam is gonna be highly watched, man. I think it's gonna be an interesting mix to see.
What did you think? There was some talk out there that they may platoon him and Jared Stidham at quarterback. Have you ever in your pro or college days been part of a a platoon, seeing two quarterbacks play, seeing that work. Do you think that is even possible, or is that just crazy talk?
It's not going to work, and it's never been successful, and, I mean, it's not going to work. And, you know, this guy, Stedman, they actually recently just went on the injury report list with a lower leg injury. So, you know, the gateways are starting to part a little bit for Cam. And, I mean, realistically, if Cam doesn't turn the ball over, I mean, the job is his. Like, I think Coach Belichick is going to think that, you know, I can get his if he's not going to have – much wor- he's not going to have worse of a season than Tom Brady did last year. Like, Tom Brady was, I mean, really abysmal at some points of the season last year, and everybody was questioning whether or not he still got it. I don't think Cam is going to be any worse than that. It'll be very interesting to see, man. I don't think the two quarterback system will work, though.
And Josh Allen, I mean, we talked a little bit in prior Cut the Check episodes about what it's like as a defensive player playing against a guy who can make some serious damage with his legs. Is Josh Allen ready to be an elite quarterback in the NFL, or that's still a few years away?
Well, he better be ready this year, man, because I'll tell you what, the Buffalo Bills have sold out as far as, you know, bringing the right pieces in. They got themselves together defensively this year, and they were able to add in some guys. Like I said before, the addition of Stephon Diggs, the guys that they got in the draft this year to add to their explosive running back game. I mean, I personally think that the sky's the limit for the Buffalo Bills. And Josh Allen better be ready to deliver, man, because these guys got into the playoffs last year solely on defense alone. And so he better be ready to deliver.
All right, so we got our NFL over-under season win total picks. Darrell Worthy says, take the over on the Packers, but the under on the Vikings at 9 wins. Packers blow away that division and no other winning teams. In the AFC East, looking for strong records. And I guess that makes some sense, right? You got 3 to 4 easy wins with the Jets and the Dolphins for both the Bills.
Yeah, absolutely. They're all in building years. The Jets are looking for a way to get rid of Le'Veon Bell as well. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, I mean, if I'm Sam Darnold, I have no idea what's going on. I'm at the front office like, hey, man, look, you got to tell me something because this is absolutely outrageous. They cut a Brian Winters at the O-line, and it's abysmal.
Yeah, they're doing what the Dolphins did last year, tear it down to try to rebuild it, and we'll see what that looks like. So we got the Pats, the Patriots at over 9.5 wins, but the Bills taking the division over 9. Tate's looking for that one to cruise. And that is our Cut the Check picks for the NFL season total over under. We'll have some more divisions. We'll be looking at the top of a couple of the other divisions next week. Hit us up in the show notes. Hit us up on social. Let us know where you want us to go next. We're going to talk a little bit of NBA here. Cut the Check is also sponsored by Thrive Fantasy, daily fantasy sports and esports app for player props. Thrive Fantasy's games are the easiest to play since they only ask you about the superstars. You select 5 or 10 individual player over-under prop on stats like passing yards in the NFL or points scored in the NBA and play in a tournament for cash prizes. Thrive has awarded over $1 million since launching. Use promo code BTG and receive an instant $20 match on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download the Thrive Fantasy app or sign up at thrivefantasy.com and prop up today. We're going to talk NBA. We were taking a look at that Lakers versus Blazers game tomorrow, but with Dame on injury watch, we had to pivot. So we are looking at the Houston Rockets and Oklahoma City Thunder tomorrow night, Saturday, August 22nd. Rockets are up 2-0 in this series. They had 2 pretty easy wins. Got the first game by 15, next one by 12. Rockets are favored. They're giving 3 points in this game. Darrell Worthy, what you thinking? Rockets or Thunder?
I'm going to take the Rockets, man. I think, you know, at the end of the day, these guys are looking to close this game out. You know, I think that the Rockets are going to, you know, have a phenomenal outcome. And, you know, even minus Russell Westbrook, man, I mean, these guys have still been explosive. I mean, you know, James Harden he's been up and down as far as his points per game a little bit, but the efficiency of the overall team has been quite the same. And so I'm still going to go with the Rockets.
Yeah, no home court advantage. You know, normally you'd be looking at this series in a traditional non-COVID world. You'd be saying, all right, well, at least we're moving back from Houston up to OKC. Right. They're going to have the home crowd. I mean, you never had to play in a neutral place. Like, what do you think it's like now? They got to find a way to dig. There's no crowd. They're playing in these empty arenas. What's that got to be like on the court out there?
I mean, I'm sure it's tough. And then, you know, for the team like, you know, Houston playing, you know, the OKC Thunder, you got Russell Westbrook, who literally was just in OKC, probably knows all the sets that they're running, all the plays that they're running. There's no crowd. He's able to yell out all the plays is coming. And it's like, you know, you can see how animated he's been on TV, and you can you understand why he's smiling and he's taking a pride to it. So, I mean, it's a very tough environment if you're in the losing, if you're on the losing side of things. But the guys that are hooping and they have good communication, they're rolling.
We're going to roll into some player props with Thrive Fantasy, our partner for this podcast. Each prop pick has a fantasy point total associated with over-under based on likelihood to occur. The more points a selection is worth, the riskier it is. You rack up the most points to win a share of that prize pool with Thrive Fantasy. Don't forget to use that code BTG if you're signing up. We got two to look at here. Our these teams, we got James Harden over-under points, Chris Paul over-under six assists. I mean, the Rockets are hard to beat when James Harden is scoring. You looking for him to have a big night tomorrow night?
I don't, to be honest with you. I think he's going to break middle of the road like how he did last game. The type of chemistry that the Rockets had last week, I mean, they scored on a very high percentage of a team effort as far as from the three-point line. And coming into the same gym, same atmosphere, I don't think that they're going to, you know, shy away from having the same success. I think the team is going to show up again and have fun with James Harden passing the ball all around like how he did last week. So I'm going to –
Chris Paul's been kind of all over the place. 9 assists in game one, only 2 assists in game two, averaged just under 7 for the season. But, man, he's been volatile in the bubble, and that team just can't win when he's not dealing out the assists. You think he can go over 6 assists, or are they going to bottle him up this game too?
No, I expect a huge game from Chris Paul. I think, you know, as far as points and assists go. So I'm going to go over as far as the 6 assists goes. I think he's going to come out and try to have a phenomenal game. 14 points and 2 assists last week is totally not Chris Paul-esque. So I don't think he's going to repeat that.
Yeah, must win game for Chris Paul and the Thunder. But Jarrell Worthy still says, take the Rockets, give the 3 points. Not looking for a huge game out of James Harden. He'll take the under on the player prop at 35 and the over on Chris Paul assists. A big game for Chris Paul, but not enough to cover the spread and beat the Rockets. So we're looking for Rockets, under on James Harden, over on Chris Paul assists as your prop bets. You know, we talked a little bit about the bubble in the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you never played in an NFL stadium, a big cavernous stadium with 15 or 20,000 people. I've been seeing articles this week talking about maybe 20% capacity in most NFL stadiums. What is that going to look like for the players on the field?
So look, I don't want to continue to bash this team, but this was before the pandemic, and this stadium was still – like very well shortened. And that was the Jets, man. When we played at the Jets, man, I mean, like they weren't doing well. And I mean, there were no fans out there. And it, I mean, I played at Cleveland, the Chargers, where there's even, you know, more fans for the away team than the home team. But I mean, it was in the middle of the season, in the middle of the season game. And I mean, there was no fans out there. So I don't necessarily know. The Jets, they've been already in pre-pandemic fashion.
Does that change home field advantage in the NFL? Is it going to be worth less this season, you think? Or still going to be valuable to be in your home confines?
Well, no, not really. I mean, I think, you know, the crowd after big plays is the only thing that discourages players. I think that's the only thing that really kind of gets you out your moment. But, I mean, if there's nobody really celebrating other than your team, then you got a short memory. You can get back to it, man, because you don't have millions of fans watching you, you know, right then and there right on top of you. So I think at the end of the day, these guys are going to have a great chance to make some good plays, man. I would love to be the sound guy, because the type of communication and conversation that goes on in the NFL game between plays and when you get guys doing, you know, dirty stuff and big hits, man, I want to be those sound guys, man, because they definitely don't release all the good stuff.
Well, they've been picking up some interesting audio in the NBA bubble. Carmelo Anthony's been pretty salty down there, and the guy with the button to stop the bad language from hitting the air has had to work overtime on those Portland games.
Oh my goodness! I've heard they talked about like instrumenting a delay like for the TV, but I mean this is pure comedy right here, and this is what you want. You want to see the realness of players. Like, you know, we have to be at home. Everybody's trying to quarantine, and we have to do this and do that. I mean, why not be able to get the raw and uncut footage of, you know, these NBA players battling out?
Well, look, raw and uncut is what we are about on Cut the Check. So we are going to roll it back and give you the quick review. We got taking the Packers and the season win total over. Vikings the under at 9 wins each. Looking for both the Bills and Pats to beat their season win over totals, but the Bills to win that division. And in tomorrow night's NBA game, Jarrell Worthy says, take the Rockets, give the points. Look for James Harden to do other things than scoring under 35 points. Chris Paul with the big assist night. Next week, we will be talking some more NFL. We got 2 more weeks before we'll get ready to talk about live games. So that's coming up soon. So we appreciate you listening today. We want you to subscribe. If wherever you watch your listen to your podcast, make sure you subscribe. You like this show, throw us a rate, throw us a comment. Follow BTG Media Net on Instagram and Twitter, or follow Jarrell Worthy on those platforms as well. Make sure you see all of the content we got coming down the pike. If you are a better on football, you need to be watching Cut the Check. Yes, Jarrell, take us home, man.
Man, we appreciate you guys again for another week's episode. We are very excited and privileged to be on this show and this platform, man. So if you want to make some money, man, and that's a bet, then cut the check. Check us out and subscribe.